The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Okay, hold on. I'm already thrown off. Welcome to Friday. It's Pepper and Dylan Show.
Good day.
Burr is your forecast right now, although meh, later.
Okay.
And then tomorrow.
What the?
Sunday.
So decent tomorrow?
Did I say decent?
I couldn't make out the noise.
I said meh.
No, you didn't. Okay. That sounds decent. I would say that's a decent sound.
Yeah, it's a...
Okay.
Dylan comes in, he says, Taylor Swift released two albums last night. She's the only person I can think of that can not just put out one album, but two in a night. Okay.
And you know Taylor, sometimes she has like the Secret Vault song or something. Or,
yeah.
Oh, I added an extra.
Right.
But I'm pretty positive... She added an entire album.
Get a hobby. Weren't you on tour, Taylor Swift?
That's what she does.
Here's two albums.
31 songs. Are the two albums together. 31 new Taylor Swift songs.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of songs.
These driven and motivated people.
Yeah.
I can't put up with them.
My guess, though, is after doing like a 3-hour show every night.
Yeah, what?
Like, you're not going to go out. You're just going to sit there in the hotel room with you, you know, just chill.
But it's okay to put on a movie and fall asleep.
I guess.
Not write 31 songs and record them and re-record them. It's too much.
She's busy. She's good at what she does.
Shouldn't have that much ambition in life. Like, I'm trying to think of the person with the most ambition in my life. That I know?
Yeah.
I can't think of one that has much ambition, right. Let alone too much ambition.
Yeah, she's got a lot. Did you end up listening to the albums?
Well, I listened to the one because I thought she was just doing what most people would do.
No, at 2 a.m., she put out another one.
She decided at 2 a.m., did she make it between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m.?
No, I don't think so. I think it's been planned for a while.
Wouldn't surprise me if she did, right?
Yeah.
Like, have a nap, Taylor Swift.
There's a lot.
You know?
It's a lot to put out.
Binge a show. Do something except making albums constantly.
That is what she does.
And that's what people want.
Right. So then we've got that. And then we've got, hey, when are the Oilers playing? They finished playing last night. The playoffs are here. Oh, let me look at the schedule. Oh, Saturday has got some games. Oh, Sunday's got a bunch of games. No, 8 p.m. Monday.
Yeah. Okay.
What? It's like it's on purpose. It's like they're doing this on purpose.
Well, they are on purpose.
Waiting till 8 p.m. on Monday. Like, they're trying to say, hey, Edmonton, stay up really late for every game, because then there's one later next week at 8:30.
Who are they taking? Who are they versing?
They are versing. The L.A. Kings.
Hey, oh, it's a Kings. That's going to be wild.
This is the rivalry.
Robbie once said this is the new Calgary Flame Oilers.
Well, it's the new Battle of Alberta.
It's 3 years in a row now that they've played the L.A. Kings to open the playoffs, and it's not. All the other games are Saturday, Sunday. All the other games are at times, like, we'll be able to not be tired if we only watch the other games. But 8 p.m. on Sunday, 8 p.m. on Monday is when the Oilers play a game. 8 p.m.
8 p.m. Wednesday. 8:30 p.m. Friday.
Oh, I like that one. Yeah, okay. But that's Friday,
8:30 p.m. Sunday.
Okay.
Disrespectful.
Okay.
And you know they won't start until much later than that.
Yeah, like 10 to 9.
At least, yeah.
8:30, 10 to 9, yeah. Well, whatever. The playoffs are here, so it's time for this city to get super excited again. Always the first couple days seem a little off, and especially because we've got today, tomorrow, Sunday, and then Monday is when we can really get excited for it.
Yeah.
But we're excited for it now, not just because the city becomes alive and electric during hockey playoff time, but we're excited for it now because it's time.
Yeah.
Are you ready, Robbie?
Sure. I mean, if you want to play it now.
Okay.
Unless you want to wait till Monday so we don't jinx anything.
No, we've said we're going to play it today. We're not waiting to Monday. What are you guys?
Season's over. We know the playoffs. We know when the game is.
It's up to you. I'm sure we'll be hearing this a lot because no matter what I make, no matter if it's terrible or not, I love you for it. You'll play it. You'll pay the crap out of it.
Yep, we will.
I'm sure it's wonderful.
This is Robbie's Oilers hockey song for the playoffs.
You found it?
And there he makes one. You're about to find out.
That's what it's called.
We're about to find out what it sounds like. We'll still have no idea when we're going to figure out what the title is, Dylan.
No, no, it's called Your
The title of Robbie the Intern's new playoff song for 2024 is You're About to Find Out.
Megan, where's the video for this?
I'm currently in the process of getting ready to upload everywhere.
Video should be ready soon. Anything you want to say before we hit it here, Robbie?
No, it's just I just had fun with it.
Uh-huh.
I like contributing to the buzz in the
city. He's very bad at promoting his stuff and really setting it up and making a big deal out of anything. Dylan, is there anything you want to say about Robbie's new playoff song?
I just want to say that when the playoffs happen in this city, everything goes crazy, and it needs an anthem.
Okay.
And Robbie provides the soundtrack to everything going crazy.
Well, be careful what you say. You haven't heard it either.
Well, I've heard a bit of it.
Just he's
heard
a bit of it. Chunks of it? Okay.
Yeah. I do want to say one thing.
Yes.
I think it was, I don't know if, maybe it was Sloppy Joe's. I was at an event doing something, and this little kid comes up to me, tugs on my leg, and I go, hi. He goes, hi, Wobby. I really like your Oilers playoff song.
And that was the motivation.
And I said, you know what? I may not, they may not be the best, but I'll make one for you, buddy.
Oh, what a sweet moment.
That is.
Okay, are you ready for it?
Let's do it.
Okay, this is it. The debut of Robbie's Oilers playoff song for 2024. You're about to find out.
Come on, man. You are about to find out what the City of Champs is about. There is no doubt every game will be sold out. On route to putting an end to Canada's Stanley Cup drought. This is not a drill. This is going down for real. The vibe in the city is something you can feel. So get on your feet when McDavid starts to wheel. This is not a riot, but we're taking to the streets. Hitting high fives to everyone we meet. Game day treats from Uber Eats. Pray to every god like you're a Buddhist priest. Don't you dare call this a regular team. This lineup is supreme. Some of the best to ever lace them up. Now it's time to etch those names on the cup.
That's what's up.
Don't this just make you wanna jump, jump. Don't this just make you wanna jump out your seat when they hit the score sheet. Don't you wanna keep it going just a few more weeks? You're about to find out.
Find out.
You're about to find out.
Yeah, you're about to find out.
They don't understand. We are not your average fans. Selling what we can just to get into the stands. With a flag on every single window of our Dodge Caravan. Started at the bottom, but we climbed out. Anybody thinking something different's gonna find out. No timeouts left, only time to grind out. Flooding out blood, sweat, and tears until they're dried out. We know it's all or nothing, cause our window's here. Fist full of cup rings, bring those here. They're gonna feel sick, homie, real quick. When they find out who it is they gotta deal with. Boosh with the bomb from the blue line. Try getting down for the one time. Kane teaching them a lesson like school time. Stu hugging Vinny is a really good sign. Yeah, we've been there before. But we still want one more. Maybe Hyman will score, but whoever we play will soon be saying four. Don't this just make you wanna jump, jump. Don't this just make you wanna jump out your seat when they hit the score sheet. Don't you wanna keep it going just a few more weeks? You're about to find out. You're about to find out.
Yeah, you're about to find out. See you on the avenue. Shout out Superfan Magoo. And to everybody hearing these lines, I hope you get to hear La Bamba 16 times.
Wow.
Well, that right there is neat, Robbie.
You like it?
Yeah.
Right on.
I love it.
It's got a fun vibe to it, right?
I got to listen to it three more times to catch everything that you did.
That's the thing. With two new Taylor Swift albums out today, you know, many Swift fans and critics will say that, like, her songwriting has greatly improved since we first heard Taylor Swift all these years ago. Robbie, your writing.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, you're right, Dylan. I got to hear it nine times to catch everything that you said there.
So much is going on.
I do appreciate that. Yeah, I'm much better at writing than performing.
Yeah.
That was Slay Robbie is a text message.
Now, the reason I pestered Megan to put the lyrics on the video.
I was just going to say. Yeah,
because
the
people always ask me, oh, what did he say there?
Right.
So thank you, Megan. I know that's a nuisance, but.
Oh, no.
That will help people hear what I said.
But you got to translate it first time or transcribe it first time to be like, oh, Robbie.
Yeah.
He's gotten good.
Well, when you're editing a video, eventually you learn the whole song.
Yeah.
Oh, is it haunting you and stuck in your head?
It was stuck in my head all night last night,
it
even when I was
you,
at
Megan.
The Luke Bryan concert.
I apologize.
I was still going, See you on the Evan.
I'll go ahead and assume that LL Cool J gave you permission to use Mama Said
Not. He did not. Okay. But any money generated, he can have it. Okay. You can have it. Yeah. You can have it, LL.
Well, the reviews are already coming in, Robbie, that it's the best one yet.
Well, I'm happy to hear that.
Your talent, and that was fire. So that is You're About to Find Out. The video
so good.
Forthcoming shortly. Megan will let us know when that is. We'll play it a lot today. We'll play it a lot for the weekend. Hopefully, we play it a lot for a long time as the Oilers playoff season starts.
Monday at 8.
Monday at 8 p.m. Damn it, anyway.
Yeah.
All right.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Busy weekend ahead for you there, Dylan?
Oh, yeah. 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 A little bit.
Busy doing?
Cleaning. Organizing.
Ooh. Getting ready for the move?
Yeah.
Is it happening this weekend?
No.
Just but slowly but surely?
Yeah, getting everything ready.
When will be the final day? Like, when is it, like, it's official that your girlfriend and son now live with you?
I think June 1st.
June 1st.
Will be the, like, official.
So you've got to wait. That's the beauty, beautiful way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The slow move.
Yeah.
Has anybody done, the slow move? The slow move is so much better than the moving day or the moving weekend. The slow taking things over once in a while.
Yeah.
Like, it's really hard economically to, you know, it's rarely is it feasible where you can, like, you know, rent a place if you're renting and you're buying a home or you're moving between apartment to apartment or whatever it is, and you can have that 1 month layover. But if you've ever had it, like, that's the move.
Yep. 100%.
That's the, just one box at a time. Yeah. I won't take any, unpack it, put everything away where it's supposed to be.
Yes.
It's the best.
It's the dream move.
The one-day move.
Yeah. That's what you're looking for.
Hectic. Yeah, the boxes and the paper and the this and the where are we going to put that. It's days and days before you're all unpacked. It's hectic. Hey, where do you want this? People carrying things in. We need to take this door off. Blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sucks.
You've got it figured out there, Dylan.
Yeah, it's a slow move. But
nice.
Getting that all organized.
So cleaning it and getting everything out of the way and everything like that.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be an IKEA trip for some meatballs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
when you're taking a break from the move?
Well, yeah. I mean, IKEA's always got a couple things that you might need, right?
See, Cody says, nah, heck no. Leave packing to the last minute and then the panic pack is the way to do it.
I don't like that. No.
It's a lot of anxiety, but the panic pack is pretty good.
Why?
Because the last things that go in are the things that go away first.
Oh, I see.
And then the things at the bottom of the box are like, hey, those are the things I use every day because they're the first thing I grab when I threw it in the box in the first place.
There's something comforting, though, living with plastic cutlery and paper plates for 3-5 days and having the excuse of, oh, well, everything's not here. We guess we got to eat out again.
Exactly.
Right? There's a comforting thing about that.
Megan, you moved, what, a month ago, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And how was that, a one-day move, a one-weekend move? Could you do it in bits and pieces?
I did it in bits and pieces. So I brought over all the heavy furniture first. Uh-huh. So that way all I had to do after that was put my clothes in some garbage bags and then head over. So that was definitely a lot easier.
Now, I'll say this about the bit-by-bit move, Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to give yourself too much time to move.
Uh-uh.
Like, if you have 6 weeks, like your girlfriend has, word of warning, you're what you might run into. We don't need to do it today.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do it later this week.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, you're in that same spot Cody is. You're doing the panic move.
Right.
Because you've put it off for so long. Procrastination.
No, I hate that.
All good things go to waste.
Well, but and then, like, when exactly are you moving in, and when can one place become no longer livable? That's the other thing.
The move out clean. Is that the worst part of the move?
Oh.
The move out clean?
That's a higher out.
Oh.
That's a higher out. Treat yourself. Yeah. The $300 or whatever it's going to cost. Treat yourself.
Out clean.
I could not treat myself. That was the sad part.
Oh. The full reveal of how disgusting you truly are is the move out clean. Once everything is gone and all you've got to do is clean up your 3, 4, 5 years, whatever it might be, of caked on goo in between the shelves of the refrigerator.
Wow.
And you
crumbs.
Realize, I am disgusting. Yeah. How did I live like this?
The only good thing about that is everyone's disgusting.
Well, so,
yeah, saving grace, right?
But that's not just cleaning, right? That's like fixing nicks and dents.
And getting in between the cracks.
And having to fix stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst.
First place I ever bought with my wife at the time. We got married. We got a nice gift from her father, and we ended up using that as a down payment for a condo in Vancouver, which we all wish I still had.
Right.
But we bought a nice little condo townhouse in Kitsilano in Vancouver. We bought it. We bought it from the owners who were renting it at the time, right? Knocked on the door on possession day to get the key. The people that were living there were the tenants. They were never informed that we were moving in.
Yikes.
All of our stuff from our place had been packed up. We were in a pay-by-the-hour rented moving truck, waiting in the alleyway to unload it into a house that the people living there had no idea they had to vacate.
That's so they had to leave nightmare. That day?
They were sleeping when we knocked out. We were there like 8 a.m., 9 a.m., and they were still asleep. They had no clue.
That would be the worst thing.
They had to pack everything. So they call a real estate agent who calls the owner. The owner finds a hotel for them or something like that. But they had to pack everything up. You think we got to move out clean from them?
No.
Oh, that's the worst. Uh-huh. When you do move in and you expect it to be clean.
Doing the move in clean.
Did it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you're like, how did nobody catch this?
And you're paying the movers by the hour to sit in the alleyway while you're cleaning frantically, while you're waiting for them to pack their stuff, and they weren't the tidiest of people living there.
That sucks. Oof. Anxiety.
That takes your plan for the day, kind of puts it on its ear.
Yeah, no doubt. Uh-uh.
We'll enjoy your start to moving here this week.
Thank you.
Lots of requests. You're going to hear it a lot this morning. It debuted about 20 minutes ago, Robbie's brand new Oilers playoff song. If you haven't heard, the Oilers made the playoffs, but it'll seem like they made next year's playoffs because they don't play until Bloody Monday at 8 p.m., the furthest possible time I can identify. As a human being, is Monday at 8 p.m.
The players would probably enjoy it, though, right?
Yeah, to get a little break, but we'll have You're About to Find Out quite frequently through the morning, because you are going to hear it a lot, we all hope, obviously, as the Oilers make their way through what we hope is a successful playoff run. But the lyrical content of Robbie has grown. The growth and maturity he's shown as an artist, Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
And
I appreciate that.
You need to really listen carefully and listen several times, because I missed almost every... I already forget, Dylan, what I heard.
Yeah.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Back to the fact that it's a moving weekend, or one of a slow move with Dylan's girlfriend moving in together. I'm worried about this household. We're moving. We only have a week until the other person takes over our house, and it's a lot. That leads me to believe they haven't started. If you've got a house and people that are taking over your house in 1 week and you haven't started,
that's problematic.
I did that.
You're a last minute or the last minute back.
I was actually, this is the first time that I've ever had a planned out move.
Feels nice, isn't it?
It does feel
Makes
nice.
Makes it easier.
This is Jennifer on the phone. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello.
Jennifer has a question that she's hoping we can pass along to the bug guy, Mike Jenkins, when we speak with him. He's the City of Edmonton's mosquito... what would you got? The mosquito genius?
He's the pest control manager.
He's the mosquito master.
Yeah.
He knows everything about bugs. He's going to tell us what to expect as far as mosquitoes go coming up this spring and summer. But Jennifer, you've got a question for him. What is it?
So I was watching a video, and this one guy, he seemed to be like a science guy on Instagram. He even had like the blue check mark. I don't know. He was saying that inside spiders, like a spider that you find in your house, if you put it outside, it'll just die.
It's domesticated.
And so all these spiders we think we've been saving because we don't want them in our house, they've just been dying. We don't want them in the house, but we also don't want them to die.
So you got to keep them in the house now, to keep them alive?
Yeah, because they're going to eat all the bugs inside. I guess they're like, it's like a little ecosystem in your house. So they'll eat the other bugs, or eat the smaller spiders.
No, I do not need that in my house, Dylan.
Well,
I do not need a little bug-eating ecosystem in my house spearheaded by house spiders. No. That does not happen in my world. Spiders, sorry, if you're going to die because you live in my house and I put you outside, that's a risk I'm willing to take, and you're going to have to take it no matter what.
Well, we got to know if it's true.
That if you put a spider outside, it will die if it's lived its entire life on the inside.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like when I used to go and visit my cousins at the farm, Dylan.
Yes.
Right? They were farm kids. They could walk around on gravel roads in bare feet. They'd walk through manure in bare feet. Me, I'd be like, ew, I can't. I've got to put my shoes on. This is gross. Right? I was a city slicker coming to the farm, just like an indoor spider going outside.
Yep.
It's not tough enough for the elements.
That's you.
I'm totally fine with that.
So, I guess if you think you're saving them, bringing them outside, there you go. You're killing them.
Okay, we'll mark that down, Jennifer. We'll ask him when we talk to him in 45 minutes, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Jennifer. Have a good weekend. I saw a thing on Instagram while I was scrolling. You know how we do this. Hey, I saw a thing I could buy. Is it awesome or not? It was the new revolutionary mosquito trap.
What does it do?
It's, I guess, somebody somewhere figured out that the right kind of, I guess, the right pitch. I don't know if that's the right word. The right
frequency?
Frequency of light, ultraviolet light that attracts mosquitoes will prevent them from being anywhere near you. And he figured it out. He worked away at his garage on his farm in Texas and just hammered away, spent late nights figuring out the right frequency of ultraviolet light. And it's a bug zapper and a mosquito zapper, but it actually attracts mosquitoes.
If that would work, I'd get it.
Towards this light. So we've got to act, because Mike has always said, right, there is no good mosquito trap.
Mm-hmm.
None of them work.
A fan is the best thing.
A fan is the best thing you can do to get rid of mosquitoes. Set it up on your deck, and if it's blowing strong enough, the mosquitoes don't stand a chance to fly anywhere
right,
near it.
Right.
But I don't know. I saw this on Instagram. I looked at it, and I was like, oh, should I hit click? And then I remembered. Let's ask Mike first.
Yes. Yeah.
Mike will tell us if it's junk or not.
He knows what's up.
So that's coming up at 7:30. Dylan, do you happen to have the clip from the No Snow Guarantee last week handy?
Yes.
Okay, because my friend, I was at football practice last night, and a coach friend of mine, Jeff, you guys have all met Jeff.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He grabbed my attention. He says, when are you getting this tattoo for the punishment of the No Snow Guarantee? I said, probably early to mid next week. And he said, okay, because I think I found a loophole for you to get out of it.
Okay.
But I can't remember.
What's the loophole?
Well, the loophole is he believes in the no snow guarantee. When I make my proclamation, I say a certain series of words that will get that gets me off on a technicality.
Which is, what are the words we're listening for?
Winter.
Okay.
So let's hear it here. Let's see.
But tis I. Here to declare. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Monday, April 8th, 2024.
God, that was a bad idea.
The Rob Pepper. Uh-huh. No snow guarantee.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
This means no snow.
Okay.
No. We'll accumulate on the ground.
No. Right.
Past 1 centimeter.
Oh, forget it.
Yeah.
What?
From now until winter 2020. Oh,
you know on Friday.
Yeah, no.
What did he say?
I said that I declared the no snow guarantee, which means there will be no more winter.
No, you said until winter.
And he said, winter's already over. You could get off on that and avoid getting this neck tattoo.
Nice try, Jeff.
He tried. He's in my corner, unlike you guys.
He's wrong, though.
All right.
Sorry, you're getting it.
Out goes there. Out goes there. What kind of sentence was that?
Not sure.
Out goes there.
Out goes there.
So phone rings last night. I don't know where you were. Megan, you were at a concert?
Yeah.
Robbie, where were you at this time?
I was cleaning my place.
Okay.
I always think the worst when Dylan calls.
Me too.
No offense, Dylan.
Wow.
It's not like I talk to you guys all the time when we're not here. So then whenever I see a phone call coming up, and it wasn't Bachelor Cam related
because right.
he's got a girlfriend now. I was like,
I think Pepper died. That's what I think when Dylan calls.
That's what
me.
You think when Dylan calls.
Oh goodness,
Pepper died.
Funeral.
That's
okay.
The first thing that jumps into your brain is that I died,
or that something happened to you. Yeah,
well, you're getting up there.
Wait, you did that too, man.
Yeah, I did.
But anytime you get a phone call and it says Dylan Wojcik on your call screen, that means Pepper died.
Because he would be the first person that would be told.
By who?
By Coral.
Yeah,
I don't know. That'd be a group chat, I think.
You think he sent out a Pepper dead group chat?
Oh, do you think she put Rob's dead?
Oh, she would. Like, oh,
that would make you mad, hey, Robbie?
Yeah.
And then Robbie immediately's like, I will not acknowledge it.
I don't know. Would you get it from Coral?
I don't know.
I would think that Coral
would.
Well,
who found me dead? Did she find me dead?
I think Tyler would message me.
Tyler would be the one?
Tyler,
I'm not going to ask my daughter to be responsible for telling you that I'm dead.
No, but probably I think she would. Your daughter or your ex-wife would. I don't know if Coral would or your son.
Well, Coral's going to call my parents, right?
Oh, your mom might. I can see your mom messaging.
Would my mom call you?
Because I feel like Dylan's the most immediate after family.
Well, I think all three of you guys, you'd need to know. I mean, it would have been a Thursday. I'm not coming to work on Friday. You guys would somehow need to know.
We would all take the day, though. I'd make sure everyone got it off.
Oh, a little bit of morning.
Of course, morning.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just always a thought.
What is your order of calling people if you discover a loved one has died?
It would be different for every person.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And sometimes if you're in a different place, they won't tell you. And then you're thinking, oh, my God, what's going on?
You're thinking the worst until you find out.
And then they officially tell you, and you're like, oh, that it is the worst case scenario. Okay, because then you just keep prodding.
Okay, Dylan, you walk in,
mm-hmm.
and your, God forbid, your girlfriend has passed. First phone call is to?
911.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, no, you're right.
Not a bad idea.
Okay. Fair enough.
Be her ex, like her son's dad? Would it be her parents?
It would be her mom, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. That would be the first call, would be to her mom.
And then
mom.
You leave it with her mom to do the rest?
Well, and her mom would tell all the family. I'd probably, track down the ex.
Right.
I think he would like to take care
of the kid at least.
Right. And does the ex tell the son or do you tell the son?
Oh, God.
Like, who's telling my kids I'm dead? My fiance or their mom?
Probably your fiance. Yeah, your fiance.
That's a tough one, right?
That is.
Oh, yeah. With your kids, I feel like, if anything, Coral would reach out to your ex-wife and then would have her tell your kids.
Oh, it's not good to think about.
So, Robbie, when you get a phone call and it's Coral, my fiance, on the phone, that's when you can think that I'm dead.
I've had that call a few times.
Okay.
No, but that's him passed out on places.
Right. He might be dead soon. That's a different call. Yeah. Okay. Well, we're out of time now. But the call we got from Dylan, it was an odd one.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Text message says, most amazing Oilers song ever. And that these rhymes are fire emoji, fire emoji, fire emoji, fire emoji, fire emoji, fire emoji. I think that means good, Dylan.
Yeah, no, it does.
Unbelievable. The video is now available. Megan, where do we get the video?
Facebook, Instagram, and soon our website.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah, nice job on the video, Megan.
And it's got the lyrics in it as well.
Yep.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
And not to be outdone, this is Johnny Infamous on the phone.
Johnny.
What a banger, Robbie.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
So Johnny Infamous is Johnny, tell everybody what you just messaged about Robbie's song.
Well, we just got the schedule last night. You know, us who are huge hockey fans, I mean, Taylor Swift was big, but getting the schedule for the playoffs was even better.
Huge.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're going to be, of course, you're going to see me in the Moss Pit this year, Rogers Place Plaza Fan Park. We got Molson Hockey House. The whole area around the arena is going to be bumping. But if you come down to the Moss Pit, we're gonna throw this one in the mix at least a few times a night.
So Johnny spins the music in the Moss Pit during playoff games. So he is requested, and Robbie has sent and obliged. That you're about to find out is going to play in the Moss Pit.
Nice.
It's going to be incredible, boys. Let's go, Oilers. We'll see you there.
All right, thanks. Yeah. Only three more sleeps until game day.
Until game one,
Let him rest a little bit. I mean, I came in, I think I can wear my jersey, my hat on here, my Oilers hat. I'm like, all right, let's do this. Let's play the Oilers song. Let's get ready. Oh, Monday.
Well, you can wear it again on Monday.
Well, I'm going to have to.
You got to wash it.
I thought we were going to do Monday's show today.
It'd be nice, right?
You know, get ready.
Why don't we do Monday's show right now?
We're going to have to. Yes, okay.
And then we don't come in on Monday.
Robbie, is he standing by?
You got it.
Get ready for the most fascinating visit that we do every single year. Please welcome back for his annual visit with the Pepper and Dylan Show, City Pest Control. Is that the official? What's the official title, Mike?
Senior scientist now.
So, my apologies. Senior scientist for the city of Edmonton, Mike Jenkins, soon in this segment, will make his mosquito prediction for the spring and summer of 2024. We often talk, Mike, about, and I think it was actually 2 years ago, you gave us the most fascinating piece of bug fact we've ever heard, that aphids are pregnant with their babies when they're born.
Yes, and actually their own grandbabies.
Right. So there's three generations of aphids when they're born already ready to be born. So it's just like it's just continual. It goes to infinity.
Yeah, pretty much. Amazingly fecund. They can produce lots and lots of aphids very, very quickly.
Right.
Mike, I wish I had you on speed dial, because this summer I had a problem in my yard, and all I thought as soon as I saw it was, where the hell's Mike when you need him?
Mm-hmm.
I planted this decorative kale my girlfriend was all about.
Decorative kale?
Yeah, it's this kale that in the fall it turns to this beautiful orange, and I was so excited about it. It was really, really doing well in the backyard. And all of a sudden, I come out one day, and it's just a bunch of twigs with a ton of these green things all over it.
Worms? I don't know what they were, like caterpillar worms. Yeah. Some, Mike, what the hell do I do
turn
to get rid of them?
Butterflies, I believe, correct?
Do they ultimately, is that what it is?
Yeah, they're caterpillars, is that right?
Yeah, probably. I think probably even a butterfly called the cabbage butterfly.
Oh.
So, cabbage, of course, is basically
cabbage?
The same
There's
thing.
There's burgers, you know.
So what do you do to prevent that from happening?
There are some insecticides you can use to treat caterpillars in particular. There's one, BTK, that uses essentially the same kind of bacteria protein that we use on the mosquitoes, but it only affects caterpillars and a few species of beetles.
Do you have to do it before they come or as you start to see them? Because it was honestly one day I had kale, the next day I had twigs.
All gone, yeah.
So, yeah, you kind of have to watch for them when they show up. They do have to eat the substance for it to take effect. So you can't do it before they show up. It has to be while they're actually feeding. But generally, they start out quite small and there's very little damage. And then suddenly when they get big, the whole thing is defoliated. They've eaten everything there. So they just need to watch carefully to see when that's developing and when the treatment is. The other thing is encouraging other predators and stuff in the yard. If you have things like ground beetles, they love soft, squishy things like caterpillars, cutworms, slugs. And so if you have cover for the ground beetles, they'll help take care of those insects for you without any pesticides.
And then how do you get rid of the beetles?
Then you've got a real beetle problem on your hand. As long as it's not eating it.
Look, we're all fans of the ecosystem. By spraying our like Dylan spraying his kale with this pesticide, like, are we not hurting the ecosystem and forcing things away that should be there to have a...
Yeah, quite possibly, yeah. Depending on what pesticides you're using, especially if they're sort of broad spectrum and affect all insects, you're going to wipe out both the predators and the prey, and usually the prey species, the caterpillars, the aphids, all those, they come back much quicker than the predators do. So if you can... avoid using those broad spectrum pesticides. Use techniques that are more environmentally friendly, encouraging the predators and other beneficials around, things like that.
If we have something in our yard that attracts unsavory insects, is it best to spray or treat it in however you would at this time of year before the buds start to take, or is it when the leaves start to come, or when is the right time to treat something so that you don't have to kind of do it retroactively after you've been annoyed by all the bugs?
A lot of it depends on exactly which insect it is and what the treatment is. Unfortunately, it is rather complicated. You need to do careful timing of a lot of these things. A lot of them, even if you're treating with an insecticide, you have to hit them at like exactly the right point in the life cycle. Possibly when they're emerging from a leaf and moving to another leaf, there's like 1 day window where they're actually vulnerable.
Oh, murder is hard.
Yeah. So yeah, it is a tricky process. It's not easy. Oh, just use this at the start of spring and you won't have any problems.
A question that often comes up when I reflect upon my childhood is that as a kid, I would love to get an old cottage cheese container, poke about 15 holes in
right?
it, and some blades of grass, and put a frog in there.
Yeah, I love that.
Oh, hey, Mike, do we have a frog disappearance problem? Why did I find frogs everywhere as a kid, and I'm not seeing frogs anymore?
Good question.
We actually see in the habitat where the frogs are available, we have abundant populations of boreal chorus frog and wood frog all around the city. Mm-hmm. So they're still doing quite well. The main problem is most of our neighborhoods don't have the habitat in them anymore. We've kind of plowed it all up and turned it into houses. Right. So where the habitat is there, the frogs are there. But it's mainly that, we've kind of pushed the habitat farther and farther outside the city.
I used to have them all the time. I got them in the backyard.
Uh-huh. Yeah. There are still places in the city that the frogs are abundant, and you'll find lots of frogs in those areas.
Behind your house, you used to have probably tons of frogs.
Yeah, now it's Jensen Lakes.
Well,
now it's an entire community. All I've got behind me are bobcats and dump trucks back there.
Yeah.
Okay, mosquitoes. Before we get into the mosquito prediction, will it be waspy? Will it be mosquito-y? What do we have? I saw while scrolling yesterday on Instagram, Mike, and you often tell us there is no good mosquito solution. It's really the best thing you've often suggested every year is just put a fan on your deck and let the fan blow and prevent the mosquitoes from being able to fight that wind that the fan provides. I saw a thing where apparently some farmer in Texas discovered the perfect ultraviolet light frequency to attract mosquitoes. And they actually go towards this light. You can buy it on Instagram right now. And it converts from the light that attracts mosquitoes in like a 30 or 40 meter radius and then zaps them once they get in there. The commercial on Instagram seemed pretty credible. Is that a load of BS?
Well, not entirely. Mosquitoes definitely are attracted to ultraviolet light, as are a lot of other insects. But they have what's called a hierarchy of cues. So if they are not detecting a human or whatever to find their blood meal, they'll go towards the nearest light source. They'll go towards like the nearest UV source, and they kind of work their way down the hierarchy. But if they get close and then they pick up a carbon dioxide plume or lactic acid or body heat or something, they now ignore the UV signal, and they'll go for that instead.
Ah, okay.
So a big UV lamp in your backyard that's sitting there all by itself will probably draw in a lot of mosquitoes, but if you're out there at the same time, it will draw the mosquitoes towards your yard from long ways away, and then the mosquitoes will go straight for you.
Oh, right.
Hey, yes! Buy one for every neighbor you have!
Yeah, exactly.
Good call.
My daughter phoned us in a panic. What was it, last week?
Yeah.
There was a mouse in the house. I don't know what your how far-reaching your pest expertise is. And then
he's a scientist. He knows everything.
My ex-wife phoned me and said, oh, we found another mouse. Can you please, you and Robbie, come and check it out? I don't know what to do. I mean, how is just mouse traps seem like that's a waste because it's just you're just going to be trapping mice all summer. Like, is there a way? What's a good way to get rid of them?
The physical traps are reasonably good. You can get anticoagulant baits that you put in a bait station that the mice will come and nibble on, and it takes care of them that way. But the best thing is, of course, prevention, making sure you have no cracks and crevices where the mice can get in, and there's no food available for them if they do get in.
Mm-hmm. Now, these little the bite and goes, isn't that problematic? Because then they can go into like somewhere and die. Like, last thing you want is a dead mouse in the middle of a baseball.
Exactly. So yeah, they'll climb into a wall somewhere and die, and then you have a dead mouse somewhere in the wall that is not so great for a couple of weeks until it dries out, and the larder beetles eat it, and then you have larder beetles, and then in general, I would actually suggest the snap traps. They're not super great. I mean, there's no really good solution there. But yeah, for a household thing, I would probably suggest the snap traps.
But how do you know you have a mouse problem and not just the cat is bringing you a present to show his affection for you?
Look for droppings around, especially around the baseboards, things along those lines. They'll also leave urine stains behind. Yeah, things like that.
All right.
And generally, you'll also see damage from the mice. They're chewing their way into a food source or something like that. If you have several of them, it may be time to get professional help.
What is the biggest pest you believe we'll be facing this summer?
Oh, the biggest pest. It will depend sort of on the weather, but we've seen increases in yellow jackets the last several years just because of the hot, dry summers.
Yeah. So. Okay. The wasps.
Yeah. But again, they are also largely beneficial, too. They're feeding protein to their nest, and so a lot of their protein they get is actually from caterpillars. So if you have yellow jackets in your yard, the caterpillars on your kale are probably getting fed to the yellow jackets.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, the ecosystem will all work out.
It is time. You have said in the past that if high wasps equals low mosquitoes, because dry versus
in general,
moist,
yeah.
Okay, high mosquitoes equals low wasps. It's one of those six of one, half dozen of the other for some people. Mm-hmm. But Mike, spring and summer 2024, lots of mosquitoes, average, lower than usual. What are we going to have?
At this point, the spring, anyhow, looks like probably lower than usual. There's not a lot of habitat out there. We're not seeing a lot of hatching, and it's cold. There's not a very quick development going on right now either. So the spring is looking pretty good. The summer is going to depend on what happens in terms of the rainfall.
Okay. So if we just get average to below average rainfall, we'll be good.
We'll be pretty good for mosquitoes. If we get lots of rainfall, of course, that's going to drive more mosquito hatching.
You have said in the past that when it comes to the entire food chain and the entire like circle of life, that it is hard to justify a reason for mosquitoes. right? That, like, it's tough. Mosquitoes, we could probably get rid of mosquitoes and the whole ecosystem would probably still be okay. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's very few species that rely on mosquitoes as their food source or as their pollinator or anything like that, but they are a part of the ecosystem. They're part of the food chain, and there's actually not that many species of mosquitoes that are a big problem. So in the Edmonton area, we have like maybe four or five species that are really big problem nuisance spiders. The rest of them don't even really bother us. Mm. So if we could wipe out just a handful of mosquito species, especially Aedes aegypti, the Anopheles complex that carries malaria, things like that, if we could just wipe out a couple of those, that would, yeah, probably be a good thing overall for at least humans, probably not for them. But
I hate to point it out, Mike, but... You are a scientist.
Yeah,
it sounds like your area of expertise, Mike.
We're working on it, but yeah.
Any more questions for Mike? This is our time to ask. We won't talk to him again for another year.
I know. He only comes once a year, and there's so many things, right? Someone's asking on text right now, any ticks in the city? Should we be worried about ticks right now?
Edmonton is generally too cold and too dry to have many ticks. We've done surveys looking for ticks and essentially found almost nothing. We have found a handful of them last summer, one of the first times we actually found any, but they're still really, really rare in the city. So we don't have a lot of ticks. We're not expecting a lot of ticks this summer, but when we do have ticks, they're potentially a concern.
And that Lyme disease is a bugger.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I've got one more for you. Robbie, do you have anything?
No, someone's asking about, what are these things called? The box elder beetles?
Yeah, box elder bugs. So they're actually in the true bug family. They have piercing, sucking mouthparts like bed bugs or assassin bugs or anything like that. But they feed on box elder trees, which is another name for Manitoba maple. And so they feed on the sap and the seeds and all that. They're not much of a problem when they're on the Manitoba maples, but come fall, they start looking for a place to overwinter, and they'll usually congregate on the side of a building and large numbers of them, and then they find cracks and crevices and get into the houses and overwinter somewhere inside.
Oh.
And so sometime in the fall or even in February, something like that, you'll find a huge cluster of all these box elder beetles or box elder bugs hanging out like underneath the sink in the basement that you didn't even realize was going on.
Yeah, so you just like kill that. Them all at the same time?
Well, if you squish them, they have bright red colors and stuff because they are essentially toxic to birds. They don't taste good, but if you squish them, they stink. They're horrible. And the juices will stain anything that gets on them. So you don't want to squish them, and you don't want to just like kill them there. So the best thing to use is actually a shop vac. Just suck them all up, and then empty the shop vac outside.
Perfect. Makes sense. I have one question that I'm really curious about, and you're the guy to answer it. I used to have a bunch of fake plants in my house, and then my girlfriend, she's moving in, and she decided that fake plants are gross. And so we got a bunch of real plants, which is awesome. I really like all the real plants that we have in the house.
You're welcoming a bunch of bugs into your house.
Yeah, what are you doing with, like, are they fruit flies or they just look like fruit flies? Like, what's going on with
these
little bugs?
Yeah. Fruit flies, fungus gnats, a bunch of those things will all develop in those, especially if the plants are overwatered. So if there's lots of moisture.
Oh, God, she's going to be saying, I was right, don't overwater them.
Okay, so don't overwater.
How do you get rid of them?
There is actually, you can use the BTI stuff in the soil to get rid of the little gnat maggots as they're developing. Try not to water so much and don't leave them the moisture in the soil.
The old apple cider vinegar and dish soap trap, too. That's a good one, right?
Yeah, those work too. And yeah, putting out even bright yellow sticky paper, they'll get attracted to essentially the UV bouncing off of that and stick to the paper.
Not to eat up too much of your time, but everybody loves when you visit us because it's all fascinating and interesting. We've often teased you about what an odd career path to choose, being fascinated by bugs. And it's not just your job, it's your passion, correct? Being fascinated by insects?
Yeah, absolutely. And all animals, really.
Yeah. Here's my question. Call me stupid, whatever. As part of the great main floor renovation that started back in 2022, I do not have a screen door going into my backyard.
Okay.
I just have a regular door. So when it's hot or the dog wants out and the weather is conducive, I just leave the door open.
What's the matter with you?
That means at nighttime I hear a lot of... banging against the window trying to get out. Is there anything other than incredible hand-eye coordination and a great skill to trap a housefly? Do you have a hack, a trick, a technique of when it's banging around in behind the blinds, up at the top of the window, away, can you call it? Like, can you do anything to make it easier to trap a housefly?
Well, it's getting attracted to the light. So if you block that out, take away that light source and give it a different light source, it will head towards that instead.
Like a flashlight?
Potentially. I'm not sure if a flashlight would be quite bright enough, but if you had a UV light, it'd probably be attracted to that. That might work. I've never actually really tried it. In general, when they hit a barrier, their instinct is to go up. So if you kind of put a funnel over where they're bouncing and just kind of chase them, they'll go up into the funnel, and you can get them that way.
So attack from above.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go, Dylan.
There you
That's
go.
That's what I was looking for. Okay. Attack from above. Okay. Any other
that warning? And, yeah, make sure you have good screens so they don't get in the first place.
That's coming in 2026, okay? So,
I got the told you from the girlfriend.
There it is. Any other warnings, tips, advice you want to share with Edmonton before we say goodbye for another year, Mike?
Just make sure that there's no mosquito development habitat in your backyard. There's no bird baths and eaves troughs and stuff collecting water and giving a site for our new house mosquito to develop in.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
Awesome.
God, we love when you come on. Appreciate it. Have a great summer. Enjoy looking at all those bugs.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mike Jenkins from the city of Edmonton telling us it'll be drier than usual, which, you know, leads to more wasps and yellow jackets, but less mosquitoes for the spring of 2024.
Why is it that he only has to come on one time a year?
He's fun, right?
Go! The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
This is Robbie's playoff song. Video now available.
Did someone text "Song Sucks"? Tony did. Tony!
No, it's okay.
No, I want to fight Tony.
No, I'm
don't,
going to
you guys.
Tony, Tony.
How does he say a song sucks?
I say it all the time. If a song sucks and you don't like it, you're allowed to say you don't like it.
Yeah, but you could just say I don't like it.
He might
Your
be a
fake
flame.
Sucks.
You just, oh, this is going to get bad, I bet.
Call him.
He's a Flames fan, probably.
Oh, okay.
I want him.
If that's the reason, that's allowed.
Come on, tough guy, Tony. Don't let it go to voicemail. If he lets you go to voicemail, you're a coward, Tony.
Uh-oh.
Tony.
Come on, Tony. Tony,
you guys, it's not a big deal.
Tony,
I just want to know why you think.
Tony,
come on, Tony.
You want to tell Robbie his song sucks?
A lot of people really like On the Avenue, the one from before.
It is good,
and they can do that.
Tony. Can't blame
they don't
them.
Need to say no.
Tony,
Tony,
I'm an angry little chihuahua.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice messaging system. 780-910-7344.
Let him have it.
I like to see Tony rap.
Tony.
Listen.
How can you say?
Your song sucks. I got him there, guys.
Yeah, I got
Good
him back.
One. Yeah. I don't think it sucks, Robbie.
I
think that
guys.
Having worked with you for 18-plus years,
wow,
I have always been thrilled and amazed with your creativity, and it's getting better and better.
Well,
but now you know what it feels like when you say you don't like Taylor Swift. So,
and I'm sorry,
I'm
Taylor.
I'm happy that Tony said that, to be honest with you.
Deserve.
Hi, this is Faith. Hi, Faith.
Hi.
You had the story earlier, Dylan, and we'll get to the brand new Taylor Swift here in a second. Fortnite with Post Malone. It's the number one song in the history of, I don't know, music or some crap. I don't know. Everything she touches turns to gold. What are you going to say? But you had the story earlier, Dylan, and so many people say, hey, I got that email too.
Right.
A lot of people may have mistakenly or received by mistake an email from Tim Hortons yesterday that said, hey, you won a boat.
Yeah, this has been going on for like last week or so.
Oh, has it? Okay.
Yeah, you got a boat, and then Tim Horton said, yeah, that was human. That was a technical error. It was like a human error that we had. Who? I don't understand how you send out an email saying you want a boat if you don't win a boat.
Yeah. We meant to send it to a different email, not yours.
Yikes.
Sorry. Here's a free coffee.
Right.
I don't even know if they got that, but a lot of people received the, hey, you want a free boat from Tim Hortons email. It's not a scam email. It's just an accident email, so you didn't really win a free boat.
Yeah, that's the worst slap in the face. I can't imagine.
But then we received this message the last time you said it, and they're not available to share the whole story, but it's awful nonetheless. It said, hang on here. There it is. It says, my cheer team won provincials, and then we found out a week later after celebrating and telling everyone They told us, oops, you actually got second.
Oh, my goodness.
And then they took our banner and plaque from 11 to 15-year-olds.
Awesome.
It's the hardest thing. Listen, you award first place, like at the Olympics. If they look back at the tape and they're like, oh, actually, he finished second. Just too bad. Just nobody needs to know.
Do you remember when Steve Harvey pulled that at that pageant?
Oh, that was bad. But Faith is here because it kind of happened to your girlfriend's grandmother, right?
Yeah.
She won back in the 60s, her and her husband.
1965.
An Edmonton, then the Eskimos, the Edmonton Elks football team, awarded a trip to the Grey Cup, a brand new car, and a year's supply of ginger ale.
Yep.
They never got the ginger ale, which is why in the back of our studio we have cases upon cases of ginger ale.
You got it.
Faith, you have a question about this great ginger ale pursuit, right?
Yeah, I know Grandma Rosie's birthday's coming up, so I wanted to know what actually happened.
Everything's falling into place perfectly. Everything is working out awesome. Right now, Farley's has designed a fridge for her for free. They've done all the work and put it in, which is awesome. So they're going to deliver a fridge on Monday.
Okay.
And it's like got the news article from 1965 on it. And it's on the front of the fridge, and on the side of the fridge is like the logos from the ginger ale companies.
Like you've pulled out all the stops for this,
right? So there's going to be a fridge, and then Robbie has collected I don't know how many hundreds and hundreds of cans and boxes,
cases, yeah.
Of ginger ale.
A lot came from YEG Exotics, so thank you to them.
We're going to show up at her party. She'll be in the party, and outside the party, we will, hopefully if it's not raining, dear God, that would be bad, but we will stack it super high with the fridge in the middle, and then we will play her some of the audio, because she doesn't listen to this show, she has no idea, about how the city came together to make right on a,
60-year-old
wrong, yeah. Which is amazing. So she'll come out, and she'll see it all, and then she'll be overwhelmed because it's way too much ginger ale, and she won't know what to do, and she's 90 years old.
Yeah.
But I can't wait to make it right for her, and thank you to everyone who dropped off some ginger ale or took part. It's going to be just a really special moment.
And that's when? That's next weekend?
Yeah, the 27th.
Yeah, that's next weekend.
Yeah, next weekend. Oh. So the fridge should be arriving on Monday, which is amazing, and then we're going to do the final push for just a couple more cans because Robbie has figured out how to spell
Rosie.
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Right through cans.
And I've been reaching out to like Pepsi and to other distributors of ginger ale. They want nothing to do with this.
Okay, no. So we're on our own on this?
We are.
So like when you walk into the grocery store, and I'm assuming you'll see it this weekend, right? They'll make out of like Coke or Pepsi or whatever. It'll say like, go Oilers. You know, like Save-On, they do that, right? They spell it in words at the front entrance. We're going to do that, but with Rosie, with ginger ale cases.
Is that what you chose in the end, was Rosie?
No, to spell?
Yeah.
We need a lot more.
So we need 90th?
Yeah. I just put 90 for her birthday.
Well, hang on a second, because we've still got a week.
Yes.
And look, I'm just saying this for the first time.
So by the way, I need your truck next Saturday.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks.
Here's the thing. Faith, hi, Faith.
Hi.
Hey. What am I doing? Okay.
Hard to say. This. You're speaking a lot.
50-50 starts next week.
Yes.
Faith, have you ever bought a 50-50 ticket for our previous citywide 50-50s before?
I have not, and I always forget, okay. But I'm planning to do it this year.
Well, it starts this coming week. All the locations are at kiss917.com. I don't know. Robbie, you're going to be on a Tuesday as our first day to sell 50-50 tickets on, like, Ellerslie, right?
A&W Ellerslie, yeah. Parsons Road, yeah.
And Katie's going to be on the Mark Messier Trail A&W. I'm going to challenge the audience when they come to get a 50-50 ticket to bring ginger ale.
Yes!
Bring a case of ginger ale.
Okay.
And then we can spell Rosie, and then we can make her 90th. She'll have a damn heart attack when she sees it.
I hope not. That
90
really
will be the
bad.
Last one right there.
Yeah,
right?
Really,
and then we won't know what to do with all that ginger ale.
No, okay. That would not be ideal.
So that's what we're going to do. So there's your really long answer, Faith.
Okay, thank you.
Consumed far too much of your time, but we've got ginger ale.
Lots of it.
We want more ginger ale.
Yeah.
She might go into a total shock coma when she sees it on her birthday next weekend.
I hope not. Gosh, I feel really bad. But I can't wait to see her. Just the surprise and excitement on her face of how a city came together to do something that she's been waiting 59 years for. And the fact is that on her 90th birthday, she could go at any time peacefully, knowing that
everything in her world is now right.
Well, she'll probably go a little hyperactive with all this ginger ale sugar.
Yeah, it's a lot.
You might actually kick her in for a couple more years.
Maybe.
Faith, have a great weekend. Thank you for your interest in some of the dumb things we do around here. And
no, thank you guys. Okay, well, I really appreciate it.
Love you. See you later there, Faith.
Love you guys. Okay. Bye.
So is that cool? 50-50?
Yeah, I think that's
bring
awesome.
A case of ginger ale?
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe some...
What?
We got to make sure it's the right kind. Canada Dry.
Canada Dry. Yeah. In order for it to spell properly.
So we want the right ones. Canada Dry, Diet, or Regular.
Okay, so we'll cover that through the
week. What pack? The 15-pack, is it?
12-pack.
12-pack.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Hey, Megan, have you gotten a grade back on your 2,500-word essay?
No. I probably won't for, like, a couple weeks.
Do you think if I ask my fiance, she's a junior high teacher in St. Albert.
Can she proofread it for me?
Well, it's too late. Didn't you submit it?
I can unsubmit it. It's not due till 4:30 today.
I'm trying to figure out, as a teacher, if I assigned a 2,500-word essay to every single student in my class.
Would you read it?
At what point do I go, why did I do that?
Immediately.
Now I've got to read these?
I would be multiple choice teacher. Hands down.
Yeah.
There's no way I would do anything different.
Right.
Like, remember, like, show your work?
Yeah.
I don't care how you got the answer, to be honest.
Right.
As long as you got
it. Chewing into my weekend.
Right?
Yeah. They've got, like, 25 to look through.
25?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
25?
Why would they want that?
25 students.
Yeah, half a radio.
2,500-word essays.
Yeah.
Dylan.
Yes.
It's 62,500 words. And I don't even know if I did the math correct on that.
It's minimum 2,500. Some people I know did, like, 3,000.
Nerds.
Some.
Wow.
They went into EQ, compression, multiband compressors.
Okay.
Yeah. So remember a few minutes ago, and many people have shared, hey, I got that email from Tim Hortons too this week where they said, hey, you've won a free boat.
Mm-hmm.
And then they responded with, I did. And then Tim Hortons went, no, whoops.
Nope, accident.
Yeah. And then we heard, I said this last segment, we got a text message that says my cheer team won provincials. We found out a week later after celebrating and telling everybody that we came in first that, oops, you actually got second.
That would be the worst.
And then they took our banners and our plaques from the 11 to 15-year-old age group, right? Well, this is Kim on the phone. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
So Kim heard that story about the cheer team who came in first but actually came in second.
Brutal.
You're not going to believe, Dylan.
Why?
What we're bringing together right now.
What are we bringing together?
Go ahead, Kim.
It was actually our cheer team that won first. And not second. So the other weekend we did the provincial competition and the numbers got all mixed up and stuff like that. And it was actually D.S. McKenzie here in Edmonton that won first.
So it was your daughter's team that won first but was awarded second? And then so your daughter's team robbed this other team of their plaque and their banner?
Heartbreaking, I know. And it's sad because, like, all these kids work so hard all year round just to accomplish these goals and to see how amazing they are.
That would be brutal.
How many points separated first from second?
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure.
My daughter was in cheer for a long time, Dylan.
Yeah,
I don't know how,
looked at your phone.
Yeah, I don't know how the point system works. All I know is I remember holding my breath for 90 seconds while sitting there for 3 hours waiting for her turn.
Right.
It was terrifying for her, just worried that. And what a terrible parent, just worried they're going to screw up. Why not worry they're going to do great, you know?
That's a sign of you, I
terrible.
Think.
But they can't be that big of a difference between first place and second place if they made the mistake.
Sometimes it's like the smallest little deduction.
Couldn't they have made a second banner? Nobody would have been any the wiser. You know?
Yeah.
Leave the other team. Sure, there was an accounting error in the points. Let them keep their first place banner. Bring a new first place banner to your kids' cheer team. And then just everybody thinks they came in first.
I just think this is one of those situations where if you made the mistake, you don't own it.
You gotta own it.
You just keep going with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't come out and say, hey, guess what? It was actually wrong. I mean, yeah, it's unfortunate, but I think you just lie in forever.
So how did your daughter's team feel about actually coming in first and realizing a week later? We heard how the team that came in first and then realized a week later they actually came in second. But what about the other side of the story?
Well, they were pretty excited
you know, to find out that they were pretty excited for second, too. Even second place is pretty amazing to get all the way to provincial.
Second place is better than first place.
I agree.
You don't get all the limelight.
Mm-hmm.
Ricky Bubby.
So I think both teams are winners in my.
There you go. All right.
They're both, classic.
All right.
They're both amazing and. You know, they work really hard, right. All of them. So, and I love going. I don't miss a comp. So
yeah, that's nice of you. Aww.
Love you. How many more years are you a cheer mom for until it's all over? Because let me tell you, those weekends
forever,
back
probably.
Is pretty nice. I would love imagine. Not having those weekends anymore.
Mm-hmm.
All right, see you later, Kim. Have a good weekend.
See you. Thanks.
Bye.
You too. Love ya.
Citywide 50-50, your chance to win something nifty. We haven't given in away anyway. Hi.
Hi there.
Where you been? You good?
Good,
how's
buddy.
The family?
Yeah, nice.
All right.
Everyone's doing well.
We haven't given away any of tables to the sidewalk sale yet today. That's kind of unfortunately taken a back seat. Sorry, Robbie.
Oh, that's okay.
But everybody's too excited for your playoff song. And we've got to remind you that the Citywide 50-50 kind of came out of nowhere. It starts on Tuesday, selling tickets half to Kids Sport, half to you. A&W on Ellerslie Road is where Robbie will be. Katie, who insists her full name isn't Catherine.
Right.
You're so bad
will
for
be
that.
At the A&W on Mark Messier Trail. So that's Tuesday morning starting at 6 a.m. That's where you can get your 50-50 tickets. But we've added a little challenge to everybody. That comes to get 50-50 tickets this week.
And you'll want to do it early, right? Because the early bird prizes this year, $1,000 gift certificate to Mr. Lube.
Yep.
And a Vamoose e-bike valued at $4,300.
So we're doing it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Stony Plain, we're coming to you on Wednesday. Also, Sherwood Park, we're coming to you on Wednesday as well. But here's the challenge. If you're going to out of your way to get a Citywide 50-50 ticket or two, go even further out of your way. Pick up a case of Canada Dry ginger ale and drop it off for us so that we can make Grandma Rosie's 90th birthday that much more special this coming, the next weekend.
It's going to be a pretty big moment.
Right. So we'll be collecting ginger ale, giving you 50-50 tickets, also Pepper and Dylan version 3.0 air fresheners.
Yeah, lots
those
going on there.
Early bird prizes, and of course, 50-50 tickets, $5. You can use cash or credit, debit, whatever it takes to support Kids Sport, okay?
Love
but
it.
We need that ginger ale for Grandma Rosie.
Yeah, Canada Dry.
Ginger.
12 packs.
12
packs of Canada Dry. Robbie has a vision of spelling things in a giant wall.
Yep.
It's going to be beautiful. Like they do, in the superstore, in the stores, right? In the grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
So you need a good mix of diet and regular then, Robbie.
Yeah, I've done the math. I had a grid sheet. It's so doable. I've actually spelled it out.
The things he takes seriously.
He currently has a pop wall as his background on his desktop.
Yes.
Yep.
But look how
because
cool
he's
this one
envisioning
looks.
It.
Right. That's what we so we've got a right big there. Vision for Grandma Rosie.
Oh, yeah.
That's Dylan's
neat.
Girlfriend's grandma who loves ginger ale and never got her year's supply 60 years ago, even though she won it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can bring ginger ale to the 50-50 sales spots all of next week. The full list is at kiss917.com. We're very excited to be doing the Citywide 50-50 again, right?
Totally. Are you ready to get down?
This is CHBN Edmonton.
A Rogers radio station.
KISS 917.
Gotta let them know.
Here are the top three things you need to know with Pepper and Dylan.
For the Colin Bruce Mortgage Team, 436-2511 or online at colinbruce.ca. Two L's in Colin.
Well, Taylor Swift, you've outdone yourself. You released the Tortured Poets Department at midnight, only to let us know at 2 a.m. that it's a secret double album with 15 extra songs.
Smooth move, XLX, as my dad used to say.
That's incredible. So she writes, I've written so much tortured poetry in the last 2 years. I wanted to share it with you all. So here's the second installment, 15 extra songs. And now the story isn't mine anymore. It's all yours.
You know what the thing that frustrates, does anybody else experience this? And I know some people like Taylor Swift is polarizing, blah, 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 blah. But just take any favorite musician. Robbie, who's your favorite musician?
Right now?
God, we're going to get a list of 10 here. Look at this. Okay,
it's so hard.
Megan, who's your favorite musician?
Tie between Noah Kahan and Hozier.
Okay.
I'll say Garth.
Garth, okay. Ryan, Dylan, you?
Garth, Billy Joel.
Yeah, okay. They put out a new album. right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Swiftie fans are super excited. Taylor Swift put out a new album. And then you're like, super, oh, God, new album. This is going to be amazing. And then you listen to a new album of any sort from just your favorite musician.
Yeah.
And you're like, because it's so, you've never heard it before. You're like, I don't know. My senses. I don't know. Do I like it? Do I not like it? That getting used to period is an awkward. Like, it's pretty nice when you know your favorite artist's music enough that you can sing every lyric along to it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden this new batch. And Taylor Swift, what, 238 songs last night.
Quite a few.
I mean, we got to memorize a whole new list of songs I don't want my favorite musicians putting out any more music.
Well, if Taylor Swift better not be your favorite.
Oh, no, Dylan can't teach me any new tricks. I know the songs I know, and I'm good.
Taylor Swift Friday fan party tonight with Katie, 7 and 9. It's going to be just a bunch of Swifties talking about Taylor, playing Taylor, and just having a Twailer fun time.
Twailer,
hey?
Yeah, a little Twailer fun time.
Yeah, Katie's doing a good job. Katie's working hard on this one, so.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift Post Malone, Fortnite is the song that they put out yesterday. It made history by debuting at number one on the U.S. Apple Music chart. It's the first time ever a female artist to achieve this milestone.
I mean, it's not your Taylor Swift, like, pop, colossal pop song that we got, you know, in 1988 or from the 1989 album, right?
Taylor Swift
has matured quite a bit. I don't know how much you're going to hear it and sing along to it on the radio. And you know, you're not going to hear it on a dance floor anytime soon.
No.
But, you know, you could appreciate her growth and maturity. Does Katie know as she's preparing this Taylor Swift party tonight at 9 o'clock? Sorry, at what time? At 7 and 9?
7
9
and 9,
o'clock?
Yeah.
7 and 9. Does she know that a second album came out? Because she's been working on this a lot.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden, when she comes to work today, she's like, oh, damn it, there's a whole other album to deal
with? She came in and she just said, there's no way we can play all the songs in the amount of time we have.
Yeah. It's brutal.
Yeah. So it'll be a fun thing to check out tonight from 7 to 9. If you're a Swiftie, there'll be a lot of people wanting to take part in that.
Mm-hmm.
Dubai, wow, did it ever rain? I don't know if you've seen any of the video or any of the pictures, but woo-wee. It's travel chaos in the UAE. Heaviest rains in 75 years on record. 10 inches of rain in one single day, which is twice the amount they get in a year normally.
And apparently there's a formula somebody texted that equates to 8 feet of snow. 10 inches of rain.
Well, because snow, like, because water, you need to melt a lot of snow to get the same amount of water.
Right. Right?
Robbie had to learn this the hard way on one of his hikes.
So, like, just to melt a liter of snow, I had to pack my cup like 8 to 10 times
in order to get a liter of water.
Because it melts and obviously compacts, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, especially if it's fluffy snow, that could line up.
So that would be like us getting 8 feet of snow in one day,
which would ruin everything.
Yeah,
and it's absolute chaos. It's one of the busier airports, like international airports, and it's like a hub of connection, and.
And it's about as far away as our airport, too, funny enough.
It is quite the chaotic scene. People stranded in cars. There were people stranded in malls. Couldn't get, like, taxis. Couldn't drive on roadways. Had to sleep in the mall overnight. It looked bad.
Did nobody at any point, when they were gathering to buy land to make an airport, raise their hand and say, guys, maybe it's a little too far?
I think that they didn't want the noise from the airport out near where they were building houses.
Is that why?
And they also had...
Well, tell that to the good folks of Nisku.
Yeah.
And away from tall buildings, yeah.
Right?
Tall buildings?
That's why the city center airport had to go under, isn't it?
Just feeling... I mean, even another 5 minutes this way would be... It doesn't matter. It's a long drive to the airport now.
It's it's bad in Dubai right now as far as... The rain. If you look at some of the videos online,
they're just not built to handle that amount of drainage.
Well, I don't think anywhere is, but like definitely not there. But if you look online at some of the videos, and I'm getting more mad at the internet every time, every day, because I can't. Every video I saw from Dubai looked like it was AI, like it was a made up video.
Oh.
And I thought, wait, is this real or is this not real? I don't know what's real anymore.
It was like during the hurricanes in Houston when they had the sharks swimming through the mall. That wasn't real. Hey, there weren't sharks actually swimming through the mall.
That went viral.
Yeah. No,
that one got me.
Yeah, me too. They have sharks in malls.
But yeah, I don't know what was real or what's not. If any of the video I saw was real, it's just one of them. Mm-hmm. It's hell there.
Yeah,
right
it
now.
Looks bad.
So really, really bad. Let's end with the Oilers this morning because there's exciting news.
He's who you go to when you want to know about the sports.
Oh, checking their way through another win.
He'll tell you what happened on the rink, on the field, and on the court.
Shoot, pass, score.
Coach Dylan, he's a home run.
You got it.
Coach Dylan, he won't be outdone.
Yeah.
Coach Dylan, he's number one.
Sports!
Oh!
hi there. I'm the coach, and I'm here to tell you that the regular season is over.
Mm-hmm.
5-1. Well, the Oilers lost yesterday to the Colorado Avalanche, but you know what? The top seven best players were on the bench.
Yeah,
they were resting. Just resting up.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
that was number eight's time to shine, huh?
It really was, and no shine was had.
Yeah.
Playoffs are here. The Oilers v. the Kings Monday, 8 o'clock, as we start again with the Kings in the first round of the playoffs, which means, oh, goodness, late games.
Late games, yeah. We expected this. Even if it was Vegas, they'd be late games, too.
This darn time zone of ours.
It's not ideal because the 8 o'clock game doesn't start till 8:20. Once they get everything kind of going, once they find the puck.
Got it. Game on.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we wait until 8 on Monday. Robbie's got a new song. Everybody loves it except a guy named Tony.
It's okay, Tony.
Tony didn't love it.
Not everyone has to love it. It's fine.
It's a fun song. And we got to play it. You want to play it?
I've got it queued up right here.
Well, then I'll stop talking.
By the way, this is impressive, Dylan. Good for you. Coach Dylan segment brought to you by Three Amigos.
Wow!
Live entertainment and authentic Mexican food combined for the biggest fiesta of the year, Cinco de Mayo, at the threeamigos.ca.
Isn't that something?
Yep. That airport is far.
that's your takeaway?
Are we good to go here?
Yeah, those are the three things you need to know.
It's right there on Facebook. It's right there on Instagram, the Kiss Edmonton Facebook, right Kiss Edmonton Instagram, somewhere on there. And it's also at kiss917.com.
Yes.
There is a video with the lyrics because you got to follow along. I don't care what Tony says. Tony,
I'm not mad at you, Tony.
It's okay.
You should be mad at Tony.
He's probably a Flames fan.
But remember, because Tony said he doesn't like Robbie's song. He's the only one. Everybody says it's his best stuff yet. On the Avenue, close second.
People do love that one.
But Tony said he doesn't like it. Just remember, Robbie, when you say you don't like Taylor Swift, that's how she feels.
Yeah.
And what you're feeling right now is
it
how
hurts.
She feels, right?
So deep.
Yeah. The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Programming note, on Monday, yes, it will be 22 Day. We celebrate that lucky number around here with the 22-day edition of the Kiss Mix with DJ Mike Tomas, so he will be here from 8 until 9. Programming note number 2, citywide 50-50. Ticket sales start on Tuesday. We'll be at two different A&W locations. Robbie will be at Ellerslie and what? Ellerslie and Parsons Road?
Parsons
roughly.
Road, yeah, south side.
A&W there, and Katie will be up at Mark Messier Trail at the A&W there. Bring a case of ginger ale if you can,
please,
to help out, because next weekend is Grandma Rosie's 90th birthday.
Yeah,
and we're surprising her with a lifetime supply of ginger ale. Gotta be honest, at 90, I think we've got more than enough.
We have a lot,
but no, she's in great shape and condition.
And programming note, Dylan just finished his yogurt, so we can now move on here.
Yum.
Let's go. Sidewalk sale, sidewalk sale, sidewalk sale, sidewalk sale.
We've got the Taylor Swift album party tonight at 7 o'clock with Katie.
Yeah.
$20,000 sound. Another guest you can make and win $20,000 coming up at 11. Who's this, Robbie?
This is Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Stephanie wants in on the sidewalk sale, I'm assuming?
She does. She texted earlier.
Okay.
And we thought we'd give her a shot to see what she's got.
What are you selling?
Yeah.
I have a company called Airy Treats, and we sell freeze-dried fruits, candies, chocolates, all sorts of things like that.
Freeze-dried fruit. What's the best freeze-dried fruit?
Oh.
Raspberry.
Apricot.
Peach. Kiwi.
Actually, you know what? I'm not even a huge strawberry fan, but I really like freeze-dried strawberries. They just taste more like how I think a strawberry should taste.
Can Big Pepper ask a dumb question here?
Absolutely. There's no such thing as a dumb question.
Is there a difference between freeze-dried and dehydrated?
Absolutely there is, because freeze-dried fruits, they retain almost 100% of their nutrition profile, whereas dehydrated fruits, you lose just about 25%.
I like a good dehydrated apricot.
Mm.
Still chewy enough, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you, but you'll love freeze-dried fruits 10 times more.
Oh. Promise? Okay, freeze-dried fruits and freeze-dried what else? Candies?
You know what the
candies.
Best? Like Skittles. Have you ever seen a freeze-dried Skittle?
I got to be honest with you, no.
They kind of,
I don't know what one would look like.
Stephanie, if you can confirm, they kind of explode?
Yes, so they pop up.
Oh,
sounds like you shouldn't do it.
No.
No. Oh, they're amazing, and they're crunchy, they're sweeter, they taste better. I'll bring you some.
Oh, they're so good.
Jolly Crunchers? Is this your website I'm on?
Airy Treats.
Yeah. This looks good. Peach rings?
Yes, yeah. Gummy worms, gummy bears, got all sorts of stuff.
Well, you're on to something, madam.
Yeah.
Now, you're on to a real business idea here.
If you freeze-dry candy, does that make all the nutrients still there?
Unfortunately, yes, it does.
All right.
But I always say that actually I tend to eat less of the freeze-dried candy because it just tastes better. So it just feels like you're like, okay, yeah, I got my fix. This is super good.
This sounds like the table she's looking for would be a business level table.
It would be
right?
business.
So a little higher of a premium for a donation to the Robbie Fund.
Yeah.
That's totally fine.
Okay.
But we have been doing good. We've got a lot of just home stuff, so it's about time we get another business in
All right. Freeze-dried fruits and candies.
Green frogs! Yes!
Oh, Stephanie.
It is May 11th, Saturday, May 11th, at Midway Music Hall, which is on Calgary Trail there, so it's bigger than last year's. Last year was, like, slammed. It was way busier than we thought it would be, so we went a little bigger this time. And a little longer, too, from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m., Monday, May 11th. Of course, we have tables, but also, just come. It's the biggest sidewalk sale in the city.
Yeah, it's great.
So you can get a bunch of stuff, including all the stuff that Dylan's girlfriend says. You've got to get rid of that before I move in.
So many quote signs.
Yeah. Okay, hang on. We'll get you your table, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
But now it is time for, and again, remember, Robbie's playoff song you're about to find out is now up. It is now available. You'll probably hear it a lot throughout the day here on the radio station. You can also see the video at the Kiss Edmonton Instagram, Facebook, and kiss917.com. Dylan, I'm assuming if I asked you, are you ready for the weekend? You'd probably say yes.
Oh, my God, I'm ready for the weekend.
There we go.
You ready? The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Happy Friday. Thank God it's Friday. We get to stay up late tonight. Have a good day. We'll see you Monday from 5:30 till 10.
Now have a good day. Okay. The best thing about going into the weekend is knowing you're right. Rights and wrongs from the week. The things we debated, but the audience took sides on. What do we have, Robbie?
Let's kick it off. Pepper, I had to go to a celebration of life, and this started a discussion. Would it be funny for an identical twin brother to play a prank at his brother's funeral?
It was the weirdest thing. I didn't know that the celebration of life that I was at on Saturday, that the deceased had an identical twin brother. Same mannerisms, look the exact same voice, same cadence, like everything.
What sent you for a loop?
He got up on stage and we're like, what the hell's going on? Was this a big prank? Did Bucky really die? What's happening up here?
Yeah.
And Dylan said, that would be a great prank to just pop out of the casket.
Yep. Would lighten the mood a bit.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, Dylan got the point.
Of course, that's a funny
prank. You're right,
prank.
Dylan. That's a great prank.
Funny.
Yep.
Rest in peace, Bucky, by the way.
Yeah, man.
Should it be called the Nisku International Airport?
Mm-hmm.
Because it technically, it's right by Nisku.
It's closer to Leduc. It's closer to Nisku. It's closer to
It just doesn't
Calgary.
Deserve to be called the International Airport. You're right. Calgary's other international airport.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, people said good.
All right.
So, Pepper, they supported you on that. You got the point.
Right, I'm cowboy.
Do you check to see the number of episodes total before you start a new show?
This is Dylan doesn't. You just, hey, this show interests me, you start it. You don't look at how long this binge commitment's going to be.
No.
Is it 3 episodes? Is it 2 seasons? Is it 10 episodes? You just start it.
See what it's about? If I like it,
it's
in no matter what.
Man. You need to know how long you're committing to a show.
Until it's done.
Yeah, but most people said they didn't care if they're interested.
I blew my mind.
Yeah. Just watch
it. Blew my mind. How dumb everybody was.
So Dylan got the point.
Mm-hmm.
Does your garbage go in the garbage?
Seems odd.
This is a point of contention at Dylan's house with his girlfriend moving in because Dylan doesn't put his garbage in the garbage. He puts it on the counter to take outside to the garbage.
Yes.
The garbage can under his sink it's just for decoration, I guess.
You can put a Kleenex in there if you need.
But no big garbage.
Not like chicken, not like banana peels.
Garbage doesn't go in the garbage at Dylan's house.
He's not alone.
I know.
You had support for this, Dylan.
So many people are like, no, we don't put garbage in the garbage can. You crazy? It'll stink.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's garbage.
Right.
You don't need to stink up the house.
So, yeah, Dylan, you get the point.
Thank you.
Do you separate the bananas to buy the ones you want the most? So if there's green ones on the vine and you don't want green, do you take them off or on the bunch?
So mad.
We got you good
on
this one.
Chaos at the banana section. I can't believe you guys do this.
So many people.
So selfish.
No, this is the way to do it. If we all
banana,
just get on board.
I want that banana. I want that. Buy the bananas the way the good Lord meant for you to buy them.
I don't know if he ever meant that.
Nope. People were with Dylan and I.
Can't believe you guys.
Just grab the bananas
that.
You want.
Exactly.
Can the week already feel long on a Tuesday?
I can't believe you argued this either. You won this one, too. I already know it.
Yeah.
Tuesday morning, you're going, God, this has been a long week.
It was one
day.
I know, and it felt long.
Can't feel long till Wednesday.
No, Dylan, yeah, it can feel long on a Tuesday.
Darn right.
Would you rather find a $20 bill on the ground or win the lottery?
You said that, Dylan.
Hmm.
You said that. You remember saying that, right?
It is dumb.
Yeah.
Because I did find that 20 in the River Valley.
It's pretty dumb.
And Dylan said it's better than winning the lottery.
Yeah.
Just the $20 gets you so pumped up.
Yeah, but winning the lottery might do the same.
It's a $70 million this weekend.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Sorry, Pepper, you got the point.
Thank you.
Am I, Robbie, the only person in history of mankind to order coffee and popcorn at a hockey game? And that's my tradition. That's my go-to
snack.
If anyone wants me to go to a game with them, I'm always going to get a coffee and popcorn.
Let me get the coffee and a popcorn, if you don't. What a weird thing to eat at a hockey game.
Yeah. You can sip it and snack.
Yeah.
It lasts the whole game. But I guess I'm the only one.
Not a single person said they like coffee and popcorn.
Yep. I love it. Try it. Did it snow solely because they knew, Mother Nature knew Pepper had to get a face tattoo?
Yeah.
It almost seemed like
a neck tattoo, Robert.
Or, sorry, a neck tattoo.
That was the only reason it snowed. There was no other reason for it to snow other than I have to get a tattoo.
It kind of looked that way, to be honest.
It just came so you lost the bet, and yes.
Looks like Tuesday or Wednesday is neck tattoo day, by the way.
Can't wait for this.
Yeah, so Pepper, you did get the point, and you're getting the neck tattoo.
Damn you.
How do you spell patootie?
Mm-hmm. This was interesting.
I don't know how you think it should be spelled.
Judy played the $20,000 sound. She's sick and tired. She's 60 years old. She's been called Judy Patootie a lot. No one knows how to spell patootie.
How did you think it was spelled?
P-I-T-U-T-Y. Patootie.
No!
That's how I'd spell
That's
patootie.
That's ridiculous.
I was the only one, I
that
guess.
That is really ridiculous.
It's P-A-T-O-O-T-I-E.
That's it. That's it.
Like toot.
Pa-toot-ee.
Yeah, I thought it was more of a tood, not a toot.
No.
So we're going to give that to Dylan.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And have you ever thought about how to spell patootie?
That was another one, yeah.
No, because we just knew that's how it was spelled.
Everyone
was
the only one that stays up late at night trying to figure out how to spell patootie. Yeah.
This is gucking good.
Don't agree with the answer, but I got my answer. I can now sleep again.
And with that, Dylan destroys it. He wins the week.
Yes! Yes! So good because you really started strong this year.
Enjoy your weekend.
Yes!
Love you guys.
Check
Love
out
you more.
Robbie's playoff song in the video. Kiss Edmonton Instagram, Kiss Edmonton Facebook, Kiss Edmonton.
Oh, no!
You should have turned off the mic.
We have to do it.
I'm sorry.
We're already done.
What you
but
did.
It's a promise on this radio show since day one, 18 years ago. Whenever there is a live sneeze on the radio, other radio stations turn their mic off. Not us. We stop what we're doing, whatever it might be, and we have the fake sneeze contest. We were just ready to say goodbye, Dylan.
I know.
780-4260-917. Is it too late, Robbie? Will we get anybody? Your best fake sneeze will give you Kevin Hart tickets.
Oh my God.
I'll do it right now.
Okay. Fake sneeze. Oh, geez. You okay over there?
I don't know.
Somebody had a cat in here. What happened? 780-4260-917. Fake sneeze contest wins tickets to Kevin Hart at the, I don't know, July comedy outdoor thing.
What?
You really selling it.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's hear it.
The end part.
Saturday, July 13th, Kinsman Park for the Great Outdoor Comedy Festival. That's the Kevin Hart.
He's better out there. Huh? Hi, good morning.
Hi, can I still do the sneeze?
Let's hear it.
Achoo.
No.
A little animated, a little fake, a little put on.
He said achoo.
Achoo.
It's got to sound real, but be fake.
Can I do it again?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Gets a little more believable.
Yeah, round two
more personalized here. Okay, let's see. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Let's hear it.
Achoo!
See, it's very cartoony.
Yeah, achoo doesn't work.
Okay.
Nice but try.
I love you.
He accepts the loss. Hi, good morning. There it is.
Yes, that's the best one.
It's a little better. A little more believable.
There you go.
Nice job.
You've got tickets to Kevin Hart. Thank you very much. Enjoy your weekend. Hang on, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Sorry about that. I almost made it out.
Oh, these Fridays are so weird.
I love Fridays.
All right. Enjoy your weekend. Next chance to win $20,000 at 11 o'clock with Katie. Listen for the code word. Guess the sound. Win the money. See you Monday. Any final thoughts there, Dylan?
Yeah, why does a porcupine have the spokes?
The spikes?
I don't understand
quills,
what there's
Dylan.
About.
They're
protect
quills.
Themselves. It's
that's to protect?
Survival.
Do they
the
shoot
fittest.
Them or do
no.
they just put them up?
They don't shoot, but they will stick
Wait,
in you.
Are, which ones are the ones that shoot?
They don't shoot.
They don't shoot? Why would you have them if you can't shoot them?
You rub up against a porcupine. No. It's like you got a burr on it. It sticks to you.
Porcupines don't shoot their quills.
It's not a rocket launcher.
There's ones that do.
I didn't know why they had them.
Because there's dogs.
Glad I asked.
Bye.
See you later.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.